Hello and welcome to Classical Music Decoded. I'm Dino Madramuthu, and this podcast is dedicated to making classical music more understandable. Now, usually, I'd examine a popular concert work, but not in this episode. Instead, I'm going to focus on a new development in the classical landscape in South Africa. You might have heard there's a new orchestra in town, a national orchestra meant to serve the entire country. It's called the Mzansi National Philharmonic Orchestra, and it's a government project, meaning it will be primarily funded by taxpayers' money. The other major orchestras in the country, the regional orchestras, namely the Joburg Philharmonic, the Cape Town Philharmonic, and the KZN Philharmonic, are privately run, though they have at times received public funding. The first time the formation of the new orchestra came up on my radar was in 2019, when Finance Minister Tito Mboweni mentioned it in his budget speech. It's very probable that the idea was discussed in government policy documents even before then. The Mzansi National Philharmonic Orchestra, I'll just call it the Mzansi NPO, was launched on the 14th of July 2022 in Johannesburg. The launch featured several speakers, including Bongani Tembe, who is the CEO of the new orchestra. I was at the launch, and this is what he had to say about the purpose of the Mzansi NPO.
A major thrust or objective of Mzansi National Philharmonic Orchestra is to utilize music to bring people together of all races and ages, thus contributing to nation building and social cohesion. I'm sure all of us in this room will agree that music, more so like sport, has the power to bring people together.
Among the ways that this social cohesion is meant to be built is through community engagement programs that will promote the development of orchestral music, as well as promote the appreciation of indigenous music. There are also other objectives, including the mentoring of young musicians and encouraging interest in music at school level.
Finding, mentoring, training, and supporting young and talented musicians and helping to create a clear career path for them, which would lead to gainful employment, promoting the teaching, knowledge, and appreciation of music, helping to integrate music in the learning experience of our learners at school. It's something that is very important.
Orchestras can sometimes function as ambassadors of a sort, helping to build positive sentiment towards the home country. A good example is the much-admired Simon Bolivar Youth Orchestra of Venezuela. A similar ambassadorial role is envisaged for the Mzansi NPO.
Supporting the national brand around the world by presenting events which increase the global profile of South Africa and its talent, locally and internationally. And lastly, contributing to tourism, as the prof was saying, and the growth of the creative economy.
On that subject, at least two international appearances have been scheduled before the end of 2022. Members of the Mzansi NPO will be part of the orchestra that will perform at the G20 summit in Indonesia in September. In October, the orchestra will participate in the International Cultural Festival for Symphonic Music to be held in Algeria. Now, there has been a fair amount of press coverage of the formation of the Mzansi NPO, not all of it complimentary. A line from a report in the Daily Maverick states that the orchestra was formed under the table, indicating that the process had been less than transparent. At the press briefing, Vusumuzi Mkize, the Director General of the Department of Sport, Arts and Culture, rejected this, saying he had met the heads of regional orchestras to discuss the formation of the Mzansi NPO. Mr. Mkize said these meetings took place in the offices of the National Arts Council in Johannesburg, though he did not say when. But he clearly indicated that the heads of regional orchestras were apprised of plans to form the Mzansi NPO. Another criticism is that the orchestra will draw sponsorships away from regional orchestras, which have suffered financial losses as a result of COVID-19 restrictions. But Bongani Tembe says the intention is to support regional orchestras, and this includes financial support.
I also want to say that part of Mzansi Philharmonic's mandate is to help contribute to the budgets of regional orchestras. We're going to be working closely with regional orchestras. Just 2 years ago, I was in Bloemfontein, met the chair of the board and the management there, and explained this, and we started talking, and everyone is excited. Once they've got the right knowledge of how positive this project is, and it is rooted in working with regional orchestras. Otherwise, it would not make sense. That is the reason I'm here, I'm involved. After all, I run two of the major three regional orchestras in South Africa. I couldn't do something that is gonna trip what we do. So there is no idea of killing regional orchestras and some of the things that I hear is the opposite. You can't have Bafana Bafana, the national team, without Kaizer Chiefs, without Pirates, and I have to mention, because I'm from KZN, without AmaZulu.
There is also the concern that the Mzansi NPO will be reinventing the wheel in terms of outreach programs, that it will merely duplicate the work that other orchestras have been doing for years. This is Bongani Tembe's response.
I've had one or two people saying, well, this Mzansi is a duplication. How is it a duplication? If you are sitting in a certain city and you're saying, oh, we're already doing development here, so Mzansi is a duplication. Well, you are sitting in Durban. The KZN Philharmonic is renowned for its education and community engagement program. But Mzansi is not duplicating the work of the KZN Philharmonic, because the KZN Philharmonic is not developing in Mpumalanga and Limpopo and elsewhere. In other words, it does not have a national footprint. So this orchestra, what is it going to correct? Is to ensure that it also assists with orchestral participation across all the provinces.
Off the top of my head, I can think of three problems that sometimes beset government's cultural projects. The first is that the connection between the project and its objective is weak or non-existent. It's all very vague and nebulous. A case in point is the recent proposal, now shelved, to erect a national flag in the interests of social cohesion. Quite how social cohesion will be enhanced by spending 22 million rand on a flag is anyone's guess. The second problem is lax financial management, or sometimes just lax management. The third problem is that some projects seem to benefit administrators more than artists. If artists do benefit, it's sometimes a small group with close ties to administrators, and individuals from this group tend to pop up again and again. So the project becomes a walled garden that's open only to a few, when there really is a need to make the circle bigger. It's now up to the people who run the Mzansi NPO to avoid these pitfalls and to win over their detractors. As someone who's a fan of live orchestral performance, I genuinely hope they succeed. If you would like to read the press statement about the launch of the orchestra, you can find it on the website of the Department of Sport, Arts and Culture. This is Classical Music Decoded. I'm Dino Madramuthu. If you'd like to get in touch, I'm on Twitter and my handle is Dino_Mad. DENO_MAD. Or email me on dinomad@gmail.com.